Dr. Gerard Vercherin. He has a book called A Catholic Scientist Champions the Shroud of Turin. I love talking about the Shroud of Turin. This image, this has, even as a child, has got me thinking. I just love looking at it. I'm so glad that Dr. Gerard joins us this morning. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Gabby. Thank you.
It's so good to have you. It's so good to have you with us. I'm so sorry for interrupting you. You know, I want to get to this because I can't tell you how many documentaries I've watched on the Shroud of Turin, one that believes in it, one that kind of, you know, contradicts it, and one in the middle. So tell us about your book.
I try to show in my book that science has tried very hard to make the authenticity of the Shroud ridiculous. And so, as a scientist, I felt it my duty to show what is wrong with it. I just say the Shroud of Turin keeps surprising us. It did for you long ago, maybe, or briefly ago for many people. But I still think its best surprise is that it's more and more likely to be the Shroud of Jesus that survived persecutions, fires, mishandling, and most of all, scientific scrutiny. And I show that in my book.
Wow. This is okay. So, you know, we've seen the documentaries, we've seen the articles that come out where they analyze like a textile piece, or they do, you know, carbon DNA sampling and stuff like that. And they're wondering, you know, is it the replacement textile that they actually, you know, looked at, or is it the actual shroud that has been there for forever? So what do you have to say whenever researchers have claims like that?
Yeah, the carbon test results, they were the final blow for many believers. It said it cannot be older than 1260. So that is very recent, basically. Sorry, it's a long time ago, but it is basically recent. So what was wrong with that test? I go about that problem in my book extensively. But as you said already, we have many other indications. We have historical records that show us that the shroud is older than 1260. We have the textile analysis, and it's very powerful, I find. It may not look it, but the person who studied that textile, she was a very good scientist, is a very good scientist, and she showed that that pattern was kind of unique to the first century of Judaism. The time that Jesus was still alive and was going to be crucified. She found out that in Masada, that's where the Jews were gathering around 70 years after the death of Christ, that had the same pattern as we find in the shroud. And the scrolls of the Red Sea, Black Sea, that's the better word, they also have that pattern around them. So that shows that the thing is much older than we think, and we have never found that pattern again later on anywhere. Except in the Shroud of Turin. So the Shroud of Turin must be much older than we think. And and there are many other reasons that I show in my book.
Yes, absolutely. Do you talk about what the Vatican has to say? I only ask because I think there are more non-believers than I'm around when it comes to the Shroud of Turin. I love looking at the Shroud of Turin. I love exhibits about it. And I love when books like yours come out. But talk about what the Vatican has to say, because I know that a lot of Catholics look to what they have to say with certain artifacts about our faith and church.
Yep. Unfortunately, the Vatican has never been very definite on it. The reason is probably, it goes back to Pope John Paul II, Saint John Paul II. He was very careful. He had heard about science, had done that carbon testing, and he thought, I have to be careful to go against what science says. Well, what science says is very doubtful and very inauthentic. But he was afraid of that. He had learned from the Galileo case, the famous Galileo case. Mm-hmm. He said, we learned from that the church has its own authority and science has its own authority. Well, the Galileo case is a little bit overblown. Galileo was not the great guy we think he was. And then Pope Benedict did the same. So they didn't call it a relic, which it would be if it had the imprint of Jesus on it.
Yes.
But they call it all the time an icon. That's a little shameful, I would say.
Yes.
But who am I to say that against John Paul II and Pope Benedict?
That's okay.
I would like to say it, but I can't.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Dr. Gerard, now, the relic, the Shroud of Turin, is not displayed all the time. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. They are very careful with it because it has been damaged in the past. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why the carbon test was not very reliable. It was always explained by holding one side up, and then the hands left their traces on that section of the shroud. And so when you test it for carbon, then you are basically testing for all the bacteria and all the hands that had touched it. And so they decided to put it in a safe box that was temperature controlled, that prevented all kinds of dangerous chemicals from coming in. But the consequence is that we are not allowed to really see the thing alive. They also learned, because there have been two fires in the past, and they have damaged the shroud quite extensively. So in order to avoid that, for it's the only relic we have from Jesus. We don't have his body because he's resurrected.
Right.
So we have nothing to hold on to except the shroud. And of course, in the Eucharist, we have the host all the time, which is a relic of Jesus himself. But still, the Vatican is very careful with it. That's why they didn't allow the carbon test to be done on the center of the shroud. If they would have done that, they would have come up with a much older date. But the Vatican protected the shroud. They were the protectors of the shroud, and I think they had reason to.
Yes.
Definitely. Oh, my God. And I highly recommend whenever they have the traveling shroud museums come over in our area, which they have a few times, to attend one of them and to take a look at the displays as well. Dr. Gerard Vercherin, I'm so glad we got to interview you again. We interviewed you last year with your book. But this one is A Catholic Scientist Champion, The Shroud of Turin. Where can we pick up a copy? Looks like we have a little delay, but you can pick up his book at sophiainstitute.com. Of course, your local Catholic bookstore will have it for you. You can order it. But Dr. Gerard Vercherin, wow, what an interview.
Yes, thank you. That's incredible.
Right.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Very, definitely.
Very interesting.
Denise, you want to take us out with prayer?
Yes, we just thank you for this hour and the many ways you've shown the mystery of your love and presence with us through our faith and science. And so we just ask your blessing upon the rest of the day. And we say to Saint Joseph, pray for us and protect us in this year of giving you honor. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.